here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us. On Thursday, February 10th, at the Strathallan Hotel, the Rochester Rhinos held a press conference to announce the new name of Rhino Stadium for 2011 and for the next 10 years. The new name of the stadium is Salins Stadium, after Joe Salin and his company, Salins Packing Company. Joe Salin, also the owner of the Western New York Flash, will be playing their games at Salins Stadium along with the Rhinos and the outdoor lacrosse MLL Rochester Rattlers, who return in 2011. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass was at the press conference, and you will hear the press conference in its entirety in just a moment. We will hear from Rhinos owner Rob Clark, Western New York Flash owner Joe Salin, and Flash coach Aaron Kiwi Lines, former Rochester Rhinos player. We'll be right back.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to hanauto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's hahnauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit Faber. FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Let's go to the press conference right now.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here today. It certainly is a very exciting day for Adirondack Sports Club as they begin a new partnership. One that will bring a new name to our multi-purpose stadium downtown. Before we get started, I'd just like to take a moment and recognize and introduce everybody that's here with us, beginning with the chairman and CEO of Adirondack Sports Club, Rob Clark. His president and COO, Pat Ercole. Also joining us today and taking time out of their schedules is New York State Senator Joe Robach. Assistant to the Mayor of Rochester, Daryl Porter, is here. And also with us is the President of Salem's Packing Company and the owner of the Western New York Flash of Women's Professional Soccer, Joe Salem. I'd also like to just take a moment and recognize Jerry Mervis, the creator of Camp Good Days and Special Times, is here with us. Thank you, Jerry. And also among the various members and staff from the Flash is the head coach, Aaron Lines, and the team president, Alex Lines, is here as well. In just a moment, I'll welcome up Rob, who will have some comments and make this afternoon's announcement official. His comments will be followed by Senator Robach, Mr. Porter, and then in conclusion, be Joe Salen, after which point, if any of the media has any requests for one-on-one and stand-up interviews, they will be made right over here behind the sign. So without any further delay, folks, it is my pleasure to welcome up the chairman and the CEO of Adirondack Sports Club, Rob Clark.
Thanks a lot. I also wanted to acknowledge the Strathmallows, who's been a tremendous partner of our organization, and we really appreciate their support. I don't know how many press conferences we've had here, but gaining some momentum and becoming some regularity, which is nice. I also wanted to acknowledge our head coach of the Rochester Rattlers, B.J. O'Hare. And also Tim Nabb, I saw him walk in. He is a major Rochester Rattlers supporter and head of our supporters group. So thanks for coming, Tim. I just want to start out with, you know, when this process began. It largely began prior to when I purchased the team or took over operations for the stadium. We were contacted by Paytech even before we bought the franchise. I think it was time for them to move on. Obviously, there were a lot of problems, a lot of instability, and other sponsors as well. There were a lot of sponsors that, took an opportunity to part ways. When we did take over the franchise and the stadium, we largely knew, you know, what we were up against, and we knew it wouldn't be a short process. We knew it would take a while. To secure, you know, that everything begins and ends with naming rights. That is the rock of any sports stadium. You know, without it, you're fighting an enormous uphill battle from day one. So it wasn't something that we took lightly the last few years. We really wanted to reach out and find a long-term partner, someone that, can help us on many levels, also offer stability for the stadium. And that process took quite a long time. you know, this summer is going to be a tremendous summer for our new stadium. We obviously, in years past, we had the Rhinos. Now we added the Rochester Rattlers, the Major League Lacrosse franchise, and obviously we're also ecstatic to open up to the Flash as well, and we're really excited about that. So we feel we have a tremendous asset now. We have a, you know, a laundry list of teams and a full arsenal to showcase to our local community, and we're really excited about that. You know, some of the players that you're going to see this summer with some of these teams are some of the greatest athletes in the world. The recent signing of Martha for the Flash is just a tremendous asset for the team, not only for the team, but also for our community, and really serving as a role model for our community's next generation. You know, also you have Casey Powell, again, another world-class athlete, arguably the best lacrosse player in the history of outdoor lacrosse. Obviously, we look forward to his return this summer, as well as another individual, Ned Crotty, another tremendous lacrosse player known all over the world, obviously more predominantly in the United States, but a world-class player as well. You know, and not to forget also, obviously, the Rhinos. Bob Lilly is out finding our next great talents, and, you know, we're looking forward to a championship year this year, and a good run in the Open Cup is completely expected. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of excitement this year at the stadium, and the appropriateness of today is almost the cherry on top of everything, and what we're going to be seeing starting this summer at the stadium. Bob Lilly just showed up, by the way. So Bob's kind of, he's a little bit late sometimes.
He's trying to find that next talent.
That's right. He just did sign a player, so I'm going to do a one-on-one effort. But, you know, it's not very often in a community that you have an outsider come in and want to make an investment in your community. I know, obviously, I wanted to do that in 2008, and obviously today we have this happening again. And, you know, I just want to stress to our community, you know, when that happens, you really need to embrace it and latch onto it and support it and appreciate it, because it doesn't happen all the time that someone's willing to make that type of contribution that Mr. Stalen's making in our community. And obviously I'm gratified for it, and hopefully our whole community will be as well. Mr. Stalen is a leader in the Buffalo market. He's a business leader, very predominant business leader. He's very active in his community. You know, obviously with the Flash coming in, I'm relieved and excited about working with him and gaining some more knowledge for our organization and making us better as well. So at this time, I'd like to call up Pat and Mr. Stalen. We're going to actually unveil the new name of the stadium now for you all to see. So as you can see, our new name is Stalen Stadium, obviously effective immediately. The deal is for 10 years, and we welcome the commitment that he's shown, and we're happy to have them and obviously the Flash on board as well. At this time, I want to call up someone that's been a tremendous supporter of our organization and the stadium, Senator Joe Robach.
Good afternoon. Let me, you know, add my thanks and appreciation as well, both to you, Rob, for your commitment to sports franchises here, adding to our quality of life, and now you, Joe Stalen. I did offer to have it be Robach Stadium. Joe Robach, Joe Stalen. What's the difference in the long run? But okay, you won out. But this is a great, really, a great partnership. And as Rob pointed out, to have you make this investment to make that facility stronger and all those franchises are great. They really do add to the quality of life. I'll put on my other hat as a father of three kids who are very sports crazy. We've attended all those events. It's a good family fun night out. And it's great that you're strengthening that. I think you'll get great advertising value out of it as well. for your products. But I'll just share a story. I'm a little bit excited about the women's soccer coming. There's certain things you remember your whole life, like a movie. When I took my daughter Rachel, who's still an avid soccer player at 22, and her high school team got to go, even though they lost in the state championships, made it that trip. When the women's soccer team came here and she got to touch Mia Hamm, she turned around literally crying tears of joy. She was that excited. So that we're going to have this women's soccer added, as well as the advertising dollars and strengthening the facility and all the franchises indirectly, is really great. And I just want to say thank you for the investment in our community, and thank you, Rob, for your continued work in trying to add and strengthen these franchises that add to our sports quality of life here in Rochester. Continued success.
At this point, I'd like to welcome up Mr. Porter.
First of all, let me thank Pat, Joe, and Rob for inviting me, because this is a great occasion to be able to be here, and believe it or not, I'm representing, in case you want to know, Mayor, which one now? Carol Cavallaro. All right, that's the one I'm here representing today. So, but to let you know that the city of Rochester really appreciates the investment and the interest in Rochester. And not only with the Rhinos, but to bring the women's professional soccer team here, that's exciting. And they'll play 9 games.
Yes.
And we're going to get, now you said 40. We're going to have 40,000 people coming to see at the 9 games. And I'm saying you're going to get 40,000 new fans. So you're going to have to get a bigger stadium. don't sell yourself short. But on behalf of Rochester and all its residents, we want to thank you for investing in Rochester. And neighbors Buffalo and Rochester, we share everything that we have, the talent here and the talent in Buffalo. Again, thank you for remembering us. And anything we can do at City Hall for you to make your life easier, give me a call. You got my number. Everybody's got my number.
Not my list, right?
But I really appreciate the media being here and let everybody in the city of Rochester know, just how blessed we are to be able to have this opportunity to come to Rochester. Again, thank all of you for being here and for being supportive.
Mr. Sandler? Well, thank you very much for this real nice welcome. I think the best way for me to start off is just to give you a little idea of where I know Salins really isn't a household name or a brand around here, but I have to go back to maybe the beginning of our involvement with soccer, and it was in the late 1990s when we had achieved a pretty successful business in the Buffalo area with primarily hot dogs and deli meats, ham, turkey, and chicken. And I was looking for another challenge, and there was a vacant sports facility that came up for auction. It was known as Elma Sports Park, and we purchased it in 1999 and started operating. And it was a nice facility, but relatively modest. And we expanded this facility several times over the last few years to the point where we have it at our 180,000 square foot indoor facility, primarily focused on soccer. And I did this primarily because of my family's interest in soccer, as well as to elevate the Salem brand, the Salem name, because if we can put together a nice community-oriented facility in addition to what we do in the community with our efforts with Salem's, everybody can rise with the boat. And over the course of the years, I mentioned that we've expanded the facility and have extensive training areas there. We always wanted to have an elite teams prep play out of there so that we could demonstrate because the Western New York area, speaking for Buffalo, maybe a little lesser extent here in Rochester, but they always struggled at the youth level when we went to state tournaments and that sort of thing. Areas east of here were dominant. And we always wanted to raise the level of play of the teams and the players that came out of Salem Sports Park so that we could use that as an example of our product and what it can do. So we experimented with a couple different teams, and at that time Our daughter, Alex, had graduated from Niagara University and continued to play over commuting on a daily basis here over to Rochester, first with the Rain and then with the Ravens. And following about that time, she met Aaron Lines three years ago. And we were always looking for that elite team, so one thing led to another. And Aaron and Alex got together, and we hatched the idea of entering and fielding a team out of the Buffalo area. Now, the soccer market in Buffalo is not very deep at all. And so we wanted just to have this W League team in 2009 and then subsequently in 2010 known as the Buffalo Flash. And it came along very quickly, primarily due to the efforts of Henrik and Barchin, general manager, and Aaron as head coach. And this past summer, our Buffalo Flash W League team went undefeated and won the championship in the W League. And immediately, almost right after that, we had been thinking about it prior to that, we said, well, what's next? And WPS was out there as the pro team. They were taking a lot of the cream of the crop type players that we were always interested in having play for the Flash. So you always strive to do what you always live to your potential and strive to do the best you can. So we made the decision to apply for entry into WPS, and that was relatively fast-tracked. WPS had unfortunately encountered some shrinkage of the teams in the past couple of years, so they were interested in a good, viable organization to come in that has a good competitive team and a good track record. So we were negotiating and going through the due diligence last August, and obviously part of recognizing, as I mentioned, the Buffalo area is not yet deep with soccer, I figured out that it was going to have to be a regional approach. A lot of the way, you know, I freely admit that's the way the Buffalo Bills do it. They train here. Their training camp is in Rochester, and I figured it was best that we have a regional approach. We're outsiders, but not really outsiders. We're relatively close neighbors, Rochester and Buffalo. And so figured we could train out of Salem Sports Park in Alma. I was very familiar with Paytech Park, as it was then known, from Alex's games there. So it became a natural to look toward the east from Buffalo as a fan base venue where we will train in Alma, New York, and our corporate structure will be based out of Buffalo through Salem Packing Company. So one thing led to another. We came over and talked with Pat about renting the facility, and it was became apparent that the name of the stadium was available. And what this is all about is the Salem brand, whether it's Salem deli meat, ham, turkey, chicken, or hot dogs, or Salem Sports Park, or the Western New York Flash associated with the Salem brand. And this is key to the success of all three of those entities, Salem Packing, Salem Sports Park, and the Western New York Flash, that each ride each other's coattails. And I think it's a solid business model. And we put this together and came to an agreement to name the stadium Salem's, because we would, even though we're not that far away, our market penetration with meat products, we could get a lot more exposure and sales out of this area. So that is the basic business rationale, and it has to have a business, it has to make business sense being involved, as Rob fully knows, that this type of thing has to have a business model that can work. So we developed this and fine-tuned it, and this is one part, and no small part, of our business model, is promoting the Salem brand in the Rochester area. Now the emphasis, and I've said this from day one, and I'll say it again here, our emphasis is not necessarily to sell hot dogs in the Rochester area, because Mark Battistoni, who handles the territory for Salem Packing, the Rochester area, is here, and he can certainly verify that we have production capacity problems in the summer and leading up to Memorial Day and the 4th of July. So we'll certainly be interested in acquiring more hot dog business, But our main focus is going to be deli meats in the Rochester area. It's a year-round type business. We're busy with it right now with that type of product. And obviously, when it's 14 degrees out with a 25-mile-an-hour wind, the hot dog consumption is not particularly high. And it gets high, and everybody's looking for hot dogs leading up to Memorial Day, and we just don't have the capacity. So I'm going to freely say that our marketing thrust is not going to be necessarily with hot dogs. They'll be available in the Rochester area in stores and certainly at Salem Stadium, but our main focus is going to be on deli meats, because that's where it, again, makes the most sense for Salem Packing Company. Getting over to the team, Aaron is here, Henrik and Bartchen, our coach, or our general manager, sorry. They can answer questions about the team. Between those two gentlemen, our technical director, Emma Hayes, has really put together a very, very competitive team. We've got national team players from five different countries. That can be a bit of a problem as we approach World. This is a World Cup, Women's World Cup year, so it's going to be a little bit of a problem. But it points out that we have to have a very, very deep team, because with World Cup commitments, many of these players are not going to be here. But we took one of the final pieces of the puzzle was a couple weeks ago. We acquired the contract of Marta from FC Gold Pride. And she's the 25-year-old, five-time winner of the FIFA Women's Player of the Year. So there's really, she's the cream of the crop when it comes to women's soccer. And besides her, we had a very competitive team even without her addition. So to say that we're excited about this whole program, the Western New York Flash, the stadium name, the onset of the season, working with the people here in Rochester, it's all very, very exciting, particularly when our training camp opens up in about 3 or 4 weeks when the players will be starting to come in. So we're looking forward to a real exciting season. We are working on bringing the people that the soccer fans want to see into Rochester, working on the schedule in that regard. And we're looking forward to a very long and prosperous partnership with Rochester and marketing our brand and our team on a regional basis. Like I say, we've got other staff from Salem's here that can be available to answer more specific questions, but I didn't want to take too much time, but it gives you a little bit of an idea of how this all evolved and where it's at right now. So again, thanks a lot. If you've got any questions, you can feel free to ask me, and if it's a little bit beyond my scope of knowledge, I'll turn it over to the other people from Salem that I've asked to be here that can answer those questions that are maybe specific to whatever topic. So again, thank you very much, and we're excited and really looking forward to the 2011. Time flies. It's in some respects, you look back after 3 or 4 years and you wonder, geez, I never thought I'd be in this position with this, it's a Major League Soccer team, the highest league certainly in the United States, if not the world, and to have world-class athletes and quite possibly the best women's professional soccer team on the planet right now playing here at the stadium is pretty heady stuff, and it's exciting, and we're certainly looking forward to the season and the challenges that it brings. So thank you very much, and as I say, we're raring to go, and can't wait for the opener here on May 1st. We've got a bye and an away game. May 1st is the first home game. So thanks a lot. Again, if you've got any questions, feel free to fire away and answer them to the best of our ability.
At that point, that concludes our news conference. Just once again, the five gentlemen behind me are available to talk on stadium issues, and coaches Lilly, O'Hara, and Lines are here for any team-related questions. Thanks so much.
certainly a very exciting day here in Rochester for all sports fans as Salem's Packing Company entered into a 10-year commitment to name the downtown multi-use stadium Salem's Stadium, and it'll be the home of the Rochester Rhinos, the Western New York Flash, and the Rochester Rattlers in 2011. It's going to be a very exciting and eventful year for sports fans as these three top franchises call Salem's Stadium their home, and their openers will be coming in May. I can't wait. When we come back on SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com podcasts, we will hear from the two owners of the soccer franchises, Rhinos owner Rob Clark and Western New York Flash owner Joe Salen, and also the coach of the Western New York Flash, former Rhino Aaron Kiwi Lines. We'll get his thoughts on returning to Rochester, coaching with Scott Vallo, his former teammate, and of course, being the coach of Marta, the FIFA Women's Player of the Year, playing right here in Rochester for the Flash. We'll be right back.
More than 20,000 watts of news power every day.
You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, FM Talk 92.1, and News Power 1040 WYSL,
Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National Team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HanAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate saved money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Cujicuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Don't forget you can hear our live radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, every Monday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on WYSL FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 locally here in Rochester. And also live worldwide on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, our website. Also at radio-soccer.com, a little shorter name for you. And at wysl1040.com. And don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. And our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. We'll be doing a lot more posting as the season gets closer. Let's go back to the Strathallan Hotel, and we'll hear from Rhinos owner Rob Clark, Western New York Flash owner Joe Salen, and the coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Kiwi Lyons. We'll start off with Rob Clark.
Here with Rhinos owner Rob Clark. And Rob, this is a very exciting day for Rochester and for Western New York in general, that the stadium now has Salen's as the naming sponsor. Salen's Stadium is what it's going to be called, and I know you're very excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, in any stadium that begins and ends with naming rights, it's the rock, so to speak, of any stadium. So obviously, we're ecstatic to have that stability, added layer of stability, you know, and a new partner in the stadium as well with the Flash.
Now, how much of the Salen products will be available at the stadium? Is it going to be the full line, or what's going to happen with that?
We haven't really discussed that totally yet. Obviously, they're the new official hot dog of the stadium. You know, in terms of other meat products and things, we'll probably touch on it down the road, and if it makes sense, we'll obviously bring them in.
I know you're excited about having the Rattlers back, and of course now the Flash. And it's going to be a very busy summer. I'm sure you're very happy about that.
Yeah, we're basically at full capacity now from spring, summer, and fall. We don't have a lot of, could we improve a little bit more? Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, at this point, we're basically fully booked facility. And, obviously it's great for the community, and it gives a great happy ending to the stadium.
Now, you expect some people maybe from the Buffalo area to come in and maybe get some of the luxury boxes for this coming year?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I haven't gotten a new readout report from Pat in terms of suite sales, but I can tell you our sponsorship sales, not even including the naming rights, are way up this year. So that's very encouraging, for the facility.
And just going from a press standpoint, I think when MARTA plays here, you're going to have a lot of interest from not just this area, but nationally and even worldwide, and it's going to be very exciting as well.
Yeah, I think that might take a little bit of time for our community to gain some awareness of just the type of caliber of player that's there, but I think it'll grow and, and hopefully flourish.
I know when Pat first hinted at it on our show, they said it would be a signing comparable to Pelé when he played in the North American Soccer League. So, and this is a woman who is at the top of her game right now and will be showcased in the World Cup, much as a member of the Flash players. So I think that's also going to bring in more people and also help the Rhinos and the Rattlers as well.
Yeah, I mean, not just MARTA, but they also have Christine Sinclair, I believe, from the Canadian national team, and obviously other players. And also I touched on it about the Rattlers. I mean, we have Casey Powell is arguably the greatest outdoor lacrosse player that ever played the game. So not just him, but we also have Ned Crotty, who's an unbelievable lacrosse talent. And obviously, when you look over the history of the Rhinos, I mean, just look at some of the players that have come out of our, of our fraternity. There's been an enormous amount of talent there as well. So it's, obviously after this year, there's going to be some new heroes in town.
Well, congratulations again, Rob, and we'll certainly be talking to you during the season.
All right, thanks a lot.
Here with the owner of the Western New York Flash and Salen's Meatpacking, Joe Salen. Joe, this has been a very exciting day, and we're very happy that you're now a part of the Rochester community officially with the naming rights of the new Salen's Stadium.
Yeah, well, the momentum is building since late last summer when we first made the commitment and made the move up to WPS. Been busy putting the team together and our marketing and business plan, and obviously Rochester was a big part of that, and the naming of the stadium to reinforce our commitment to this area, to this region, Western New York, and to fulfill our goals, the goals that we have with our business, not only the Flash, but also Salen Sports Park and Salen Meat Products in the Rochester area here.
I know you mentioned in the press conference about the Western New York Flash obviously being a regional team. What is the plans for marketing to the Buffalo soccer fans to come to Rochester to see the Western New York Flash play?
Well, a lot of that's going to develop through the through Salen Sports Park. As you probably know, that we've got a lot of clubs coming through there. The clubs have their meetings. The district organizations have their meetings at the sports park. We are going to use that that sales lead, if you will, to spread the word there. And plus, we're going to have some preseason games. You know, we won't be outside all that much in March and April, so we're going to have a couple of preseason games at the sports park. We aren't set up to have a real significant number of fans there, but we'll invite certain decision makers in to take a look at the Flash as they play other WPS teams late this winter, and we'll be selling tickets and have the Rhino support there as well.
Yeah, we're obviously looking forward to having maybe a preseason game here at the stadium before we have the home opener, which is coming up in early May. But with the signing of Marta, or the assumption of a contract from SC Gopher, obviously that's huge, not just locally, not even just nationally, but internationally, to have the best player in the world coming here. What are the plans for the Flash to market Marta, to get her out, her face and her abilities, or her videotapes of her tremendous goal scoring out to the community, out to the area, to let people know that the best player, women's player in the world is going to be right here in Western New York?
Well, not only just from Marta, all of our players are going to, we'd like to see them involved in the community. Salen's does that in the Buffalo area. Rochester, very similar circumstance over here. A lot of our success goes to what we give back to the community and the goodwill that we can develop and nurture, and giving back and recognizing that our success is from our meat processing facility is a result of our customers. And we like to funnel that back, reinforce our commitment to the area. We're a 142-year-old business. So there's a long family legacy that's involved there. So we're going to be pretty heavily community involved. Again, Rochester is not our neighborhood, as so to speak, of our necessarily our staff. But Mark Battistoni has a fairly good feel for the Rochester area here. We've been talking to Camp Good Days Special Times. So I don't think necessarily it's going to be a focus on necessarily on Marta, because, as you mentioned, she's real big. She's like international, and that's really not where we're at right now. There may be some opportunities that we'll try and utilize her fame, but I think just with the number of national team players, I mean, you've got world-class athletes going to be on this team, and not just one or two of them. I'm talking almost the whole roster is going to be world-class level of player and athlete. And any youngster and any person that's interested in soccer is going to recognize that. And we can use a lot of people from the Flash in that effort.
You mentioned Canada. Obviously, there's two Canadian national team players on the Flash roster. Are you going to be doing some marketing across the border to some of the Canadian fans. I'm sure they love to see, you know, Christine Sinclair is the best player Canada has ever produced, and she's a world-class star, so she's definitely a connection there for the Canadian audience.
Yes, because we have a lot of Canadian teams that come into Salem Sports Park and play on weekends when we have tournaments. And so they're there. We're going to develop a Canada Day, at least one Canada Day, I would surmise, this year at Salem Stadium, so that we can have a specific time for them to come in. Because in the big draw will be Marta as well as the Canadian national team players. So, and one of them is the other is Candace Chapman from, she's just from outside of Toronto. So we have a bit of a local interest there from the Toronto area that we can try and capitalize on and market and draw some interest.
Well, Joe, it's going to be an exciting summer. We look forward to having you on our show and seeing you at Salem Stadium during this summer. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be very exciting. So thanks again for being with us.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Here with the Western New York Flash head coach Aaron Lyons. Aaron, obviously getting ready for a big season 2011, the Western New York Flash debuting in WPS. What are your thoughts personally as a coach, knowing that you're going to be in charge and leading a group of internationally known and talented soccer players from all walks, all over the world, especially obviously the best player in the world, Marta?
You know, when we were putting this, Emma Hayes, our technical director, and myself, we're going through the list of players that were recognized. We were recognizing not only their quality on the field, but their quality off the field, you know. So right next to their unbelievable abilities are their good character, and we feel we've found the right mix there. Obviously, we're not going to know that for sure until everyone's in, working day in, day out. But this group of players, I'm personally really excited. Just want to get the ball rolling and get them in and into preseason all together. I think that's going to be the key. You know, a lot of internationals will come in after the Algarve and Cyprus Cup, which finishes up on the 10th of March. So hopefully we'll have almost everyone together by the middle of March.
Yeah. Obviously, big news here at Rochester is the bringing on of Scott Vallow as your assistant coach. Tell us about that decision and what do you expect from Scott as related to yourself coaching and the rest of the team.
I played with Scott. I have a lot of respect for Scott as a player and also as a person. He's a great leader while I was there at the club, and you know, an even greater person. I think his goalkeeping coaching is going to add a new dimension to, you know, the three top quality goalkeepers that we've got. On top of that, you know, it's a chance to work with an old buddy, you know, and I think we share the same philosophy of the game. And it's just this good all-round situation for both of us.
Yes, I know that he's very excited. We had him on our show recently. He's very excited about this new step in his soccer life. Something I know you're going to be thinking, you're probably thinking about already, is during the Women's World Cup, you're going to be losing a number of players from the team due to the World Cup. And you already have plans in mind on how you're going to fill in those spots on the starting 11 when the World Cup is in place.
Yeah, obviously putting the roster together, we're aware of who plays on what national team, and you know, potential scheduling conflicts and players being away. A lot of the players have agreed to FIFA dates. The US girls, we knew that was going to be difficult going into it. That's probably why we don't have a lot of them on our roster. But you know, we're excited. I mean, this is. No, it's a great opportunity. I'm excited to come back here to Rochester, you know, and hopefully that we can get lots of people interested and lots of people there supporting us. And it's a great soccer city, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, that's important. This is a soccer city, and people appreciate the town. You know, when the national team has played here, they've drawn huge crowds, many of them to see Abby Wambach, of course. Mm-hmm. But obviously, the other great players that come in when the U.S. played Canada here a couple of years ago, we had about 8,000 people, and many of them are those players. You have Christine Sinclair and Candace Chapman will be here with the Western New York Flash, and it should be very, very exciting. As I mentioned to Joe, that Joe Salen, that you know the Canadian market's going to be very interested in our team because of the presence of the two Canadian players.
Three, actually, yeah. We brought back Kelly Parker, who was with me last year in the W League, won the W League Championship, has also signed on with us. So three Canadians, one Swede, and Caroline Seger, who's the captain of Sweden. Gemma Davison, who is a player I feel is phenomenal potential, if we can get that out of her, as she's English. She's played on the English U23 national team, and she might need a little bit of a time to adapt into WPS. And then, everyone knows the other one, and Marta. And on top of that, you know, you mentioned the World Cup and players being away. If you want to compete and as we do, and when you don't win with a squad, with 11 players, sorry, you win with a squad, and no other year is it going to be more apparent than this year. That you're gonna need a deep roster, and everyone is gonna be called upon. I mean, it's the case in any championship winning season, but definitely this year.
Yeah, and it'll be the same with every team in the league too. Everyone will be losing players to the World Cup, and that's part of the parcel.
Everyone's in the same boat, and it's gonna come down to the little things, and deep roster.
Well, the first game is April 17th in Boston. I'll be live on Fox Soccer Channel, so we can all watch it here in Rochester. We're looking forward to that home opener and getting that schedule announced so everybody can mark their calendars. So, Aaron, great to have you come back into town, and we're really looking forward to the Flash coming in here and probably taking home the WPS title.
I won't be here saying those words, but
I can say it.
Yeah, we'll definitely be working every day towards that, and we'll see.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
It will be great to see Aaron Kiwi Lyons back at the stadium, now known as Salen Stadium, as he leads his Western New York Flash into the initial season of the WPS for Western New York. And, of course, not only Marta will be there, but Christine Sinclair, one of the greatest players ever to come from Canada, many members of our U.S. women's national team, and some great young talent as well. It's going to be a very exciting season for the Flash, for the Rhinos, and for the Rochester Rattlers. Don't forget, you can get your season ticket packages for all three of these teams that will be competing at Salen Stadium in 2011 by calling 454-KICK, and if you're outside the area, it's area code 585. You can also call for Flash tickets, 716-655-7529. That's 655-PLAY. I know many people will be getting season tickets for all three franchises, and it's been a great summer at Salen Stadium in 2011. We'll be right back.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak, is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to hanauto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's hahnauto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
And now, the truth about insurance.
People assume quality car insurance has to cost more. People assume too much. The truth is, drivers who switch to Allstate save money, and they got more protection. So get the facts. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta. And coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Don't forget you can hear our live radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, every Monday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on WYSL FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 locally here in Rochester. And also live worldwide on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com, our website. Also at radio-soccer.com, a little shorter name for you. And at wysl1040.com. And don't forget our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer. And our Twitter page is twitter.com/radiosoccer. We'll be doing a lot more posting as the season gets closer. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on SoccerIsTheKickInTheGrass.com podcast. We'll be having more podcasts when more press conferences happen or any newsworthy items. And, of course, you can listen to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass every Monday night for the latest news, information, and interviews in the world of soccer, both local, national, and international. That's at WYSL FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 and live on the web at SoccerIsTheKickInTheGrass.com, radio-soccer.com, and WYSL1040.com with your host, Joe Sirianni, and our colleague from Canada, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. This has been Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll see you again real soon.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.